This is a session for hypnotic sleeping, and so unlike most other sessions, there won't be anything counting you back. The recording will just end, so if you're listening to this in bed or if you're listening to this to go to sleep, you'll just be able to continue sleeping. Now, what I want you to remember about inducing sleep in yourself is that we want to physically, mentally, and emotionally focus ourselves on sleep and what sleep feels like, what it thinks like, if that makes sense. And we want to do that as much as possible, and that's what this whole session is about. So, I want you to get comfortable as you possibly can. And what we're going to begin with is creating a physical sleep. Because you can control your breathing, your muscles letting go, allowing yourself to sink deeply into the bed. And so what I want you to do is to close your eyes. Because when your eyes are open, it creates extra stimuli. So I want you to close your eyes, and we're going to start with a progressive relaxation because it's so beneficial. And what I want you to do is to play with your awareness and your attention. Move your attention down to your toes and inside your mind, tell your toes to relax. Tell the bottom of your feet to relax, the top of your feet to relax. And I want you to experience this, imagine this. Imagine what it would feel like if your feet and toes relaxed. Imagine that relaxation moving through your ankles into your calves, relaxing the calf muscles, relaxing the knees, moving up through the thighs, and as you relax these areas, you're letting go of the tension. You can imagine and visualize the warmth and the light in that area, moving up through your waist, into your stomach, relaxing the stomach muscles, relaxing the chest. Feel the relaxation spreading throughout your body, as if you were a dry sponge and the water was the relaxation, and you could feel that relaxation working its way into every nerve, muscle, and fiber of your body. And let that feeling of relaxation move into your shoulders, relaxing the shoulder muscles, down into the arms, past the elbows into the forearms, past the wrists into the hands and fingers, and moving back again. And imagine you can feel this relaxation moving up into your shoulders again, up into your neck, up into your ears, down into your jaw, over your lips, into your nasal passages. So with each breath you take in, you begin to relax even deeper, and you begin to let go a little bit more. Let that relaxation move up into your eyes and eyelids, and take an extra moment here to really relax all of the muscles in your eyes. What does that feel like? What would it feel like if that relaxation doubled now? And if it doubled again? And let that feeling move into your eyebrows, into your forehead, down over your face and over the top of your head, all the way down the back of your head, all the way down the back of your neck, and across your shoulders, and all the way down your spine, one vertebrae at a time. And feel the warm, slow movement of this relaxation moving all the way down your back and all the way down the back of your legs. Now, when you feel this, when you feel this relaxation happening, what I want you to also imagine is that your body is becoming heavier, because a key part of sleep is letting go. The reason they call it falling asleep, it's that moment when you fall backwards as if you felt like you were falling. So you can't control sleep, but you can bring yourself right to it and then let yourself go. So there is a heaviness, a comfortable heaviness that precedes sleep. And you can create that in your body by imagining yourself sinking deeper and deeper into the bed, as if gravity became 10 times stronger and it was pulling you down comfortably, and you let it. As if you were literally sinking into the bed. And as you feel that relaxation moving up into your toes again, and down into the bottom of your feet, into the top of your feet, up over your legs, over your knees, over and through your thighs, through your waist, into your stomach. And you stop here for a moment and let your stomach relax even deeper than before. As you feel yourself letting go, as you feel your breathing becoming more rhythmic, because when you let it go, when you let go of the breathing, it has a very comforting, natural rhythm to it. And your breathing is going to be instrumental for you to sleep at will. Because your breathing is your doorway to your unconscious mind. It's one of the few things in your body that you can control unconsciously and consciously at the same time. So as you relax your body and you make sure that your breathing is deep and full, you can begin to realize that the deeper your breathing becomes, the more oxygen your body and brain get, and the more relaxed you become. Because sleeping is just about relaxing. And what many people don't know is that hypnosis is the most effective way to bring you right next to sleep. And then all you need to do is to just let go and let it happen as naturally as it's always been meant to. And you're starting with your body, because it's the easiest thing to influence. All it takes is your permission and a decision to make it happen. Because once you decide that you want to go to sleep, you now know the next thing to do is to relax your body. To use the progressive relaxation where you start with your toes and you move over your body, over the top of your head and down the back of your head, all the way down. And you let that relaxation cycle. And the deeper you relax your body, the more your mind slows down. And you're going to slow your mind down even more in a few moments. But as you relax your chest muscles even more, it may strike you that even though you relax yourself, sometimes the muscles become tense again. So sometimes you need to cycle through your body multiple times before you fall asleep naturally and easily, just by slowing down your mind. And if you think of a most relaxing time in your life, you begin to influence the unconscious mind in an irresistible way. As you think of a time in your life that was completely and totally relaxing, and as you think about the specifics of that memory, you remember where you were. You remember who was around or who wasn't around. You remember the sounds you heard or the silence that you heard. You remember the feelings, the rhythm that comes with being completely and totally relaxed. Because the more you remember that, the more you feel it. And the more you feel that relaxation, and the more you let go, physically and mentally, the easier it is to just fall asleep, to just go to sleep. It feels nice. But sometimes you need to give yourself permission to go to sleep. You can think about all the other things when you wake up, refreshed, relaxed, energized. The things you think about now are things that relax you. Times, memories, moments. Moments when you could just let go and you just fell asleep and relaxed naturally and automatically. And as you let your shoulders relax deeper, they can feel even heavier. And you can feel your arms becoming heavier as you relax them even more. And sometimes when you relax one part of the body, you may feel tension or strain in a different part, and you can then go to that part of the body and relax it. You can make as many adjustments as you need to become completely and totally comfortable. Because after you're comfortable, the relaxation is simple. And it's up to you to find out the position that makes you most comfortable. The position that is most comfortable for you. And as soon as you feel that comfort, that feeling of letting go, those memories of peaceful, happy times. Times when you felt so relaxed that you could just fall asleep just by letting go. Letting the thoughts wait till tomorrow. But if the thoughts come into your mind, I want you to visualize a soft black velvet curtain. And imagine it has a warm, comfortable feeling to it. And if you have any thoughts, you can imagine them drifting across the curtain and disappearing off the other side as those thoughts leave your mind. And if you have thoughts, that's fine. You can just have them slow down as they move across the curtain, slowly, quietly, easily. And you can let that feeling, that awareness, of not trying to go to sleep, but of just letting your body, mind, and emotions go and relax. Filling your mind with thoughts and memories of times when you felt so relaxed, when you were just able to sink down and just completely let go as if you were floating, and you could allow all the thoughts to fade away, disappear, and just slow down. And as you relax your shoulders, let that feeling move up into your ears, down into your jaw. You may begin to increase the awareness you have of your body. And as you let it relax even more, and as you let that feeling work its way deep, deep into your body, as if it were the same feeling you get when you feel yourself outside on a warm day, and you can feel the rays of the sun on your skin, and you can feel that warmth from the sun penetrating deep into the muscles, into the nerves, the fibers of your body so completely that you just want to let go. That feeling of letting go, the peacefulness of deep sleep, and knowing how to get there just by relaxing your body, allowing your thoughts to come and go, and remembering what it feels like when you've relaxed so completely in your life. And the more you remember those times, the more memories you'll have, the deeper the experience will become as you imagine yourself going deeper and deeper. You could even begin to imagine yourself at the top of a really tall staircase. And at the bottom of that staircase, you could imagine the most comfortable bed that ever existed. And you can imagine yourself taking step after step all the way down, with each step you take becoming more and more relaxed physically, mentally, and emotionally. That feeling of going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. down. Until you reach the bed, then you can allow yourself to just fall into it, realizing that it was 10 times more comfortable than you thought it was. As you fall into it, you can imagine yourself floating off into a deep, deep sleep. The most nourishing, replenishing sleep, where everything just lets go, and pleasant memories of times when you felt calm, when you felt relaxed, times when you just naturally fell asleep because you were tired. And your body remembers that. Your unconscious mind stores every memory of everything you've experienced. And as you direct your unconscious mind to recall times when you felt so good, when you felt as if you were floating and drifting off naturally, just drifting off, you begin to remember that it wasn't something that you had to force. It was something you let happen. And you let it happen by relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, and relaxing your emotions. And if you notice your breathing, the deeper it becomes, the more rhythmic it becomes, the more you can feel your body just sinking deeper and deeper down, the closer you get to falling asleep. And as your thoughts continue to circle around and around the desire to relax and to sleep, to just let go, completely letting go, noticing the tempo of sleep, noticing the total comfort